This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Like it or not, you'll soon have to start gathering your receipts to get ready to file taxes. There was some talk of simplifying the tax code during the early part of the fiscal cliff debate, but it didn't happen. In fact, taxes got more complicated, and not just for the super rich. Joining us to talk more about our increasingly complex tax code is Alan Sloan, senior editor-at-large at Fortune. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Mark.
Now, a while back, I did my taxes on paper forms. I later did them at home with some help from software. But last year, I finally had to hire an accountant. And me and most people I know who are not rich have had to do the same thing. Is the idea of taxes simple enough that anyone without training can do them themselves? Is that dead in America?
Well, if you use TurboTax or some other program, maybe it isn't dead. But, you know, my problem is I'm trying to figure out how much extra I pay on every extra dollar I make, and without either TurboTax or a good accountant, that's impossible because the tax brackets used to mean a lot, and they don't really mean very much anymore because everything sort of bleeds over.
During the fiscal cliff debate and even in the 2011 debt ceiling debate, there was talk about simplifying the tax code and closing loopholes, which would simplify everyone's taxes. It's a popular idea, but it never comes to pass. Why is that?
Well, this time they actually did the opposite. They made it more complicated. They supposedly didn't increase taxes for anybody or any household with incomes of less than either $400,000 or $450,000, but that isn't really true, because they stuck in all sorts of complex things. And the reason they do that is that way they can increase tax revenues but not be increasing tax rates. And it's a game that disappeared a little bit under Bush, but not much, and now is back in full force.
Going forward, we do have another budget debate coming with the debt ceiling needing to be raised. Is there any hope that these conversations about simplifying the tax code will go anywhere?
No. I don't think there is.
Okay.
You got the housing people screaming if anyone challenges the housing deduction. The charities went berserk. Oh, this is terrible. This is unfair. Everyone wants to keep what they have, and the government wants to get more money. So you can do that by sort of tricking people, making the rates seem low, but the taxes high, because back in the dark of the moon, you disallow things at the end that you seem to be allowing at the beginning. Maybe I should have been an accountant, but I don't think I could have taken all the excitement.
All right. Alan Sloan, senior editor at large for Fortune. Thanks as always.
My pleasure, Mark.